Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. You open your book, Mend It, with this picture, this story of you smashing this vase and then putting it back together. Would you say more about that?
As I said, I wasn't raised in a Christian home, and so there were a lot of decisions that I made that I look back on and just regret and feel so much guilt over. And did I go too far from the reach of His grace? Mm-hmm. And I think we all struggle with that to some extent, and obviously that's not scriptural, but we feel it. And so there was just one night in particular, and I had just been through a very dark time, just a difficult season in life. We had lost a child, and for whatever reason, the Lord just brought my attention to this vase that I had in my house. I felt like He was just telling me to smash it. And so I know that sounds crazy. And I honestly don't have conversations like that a lot with God. God doesn't tell me to break stuff a lot, which is good.
Yeah.
I have a very destructive walk. And I'm also glad he drew my attention to the vase that I got at Hobby Lobby for like $4. You know, it wasn't a huge investment, but you know, I went out to my front porch and I just dropped it. And I'd actually read about in one of my grief books, the idea of kind of smashing something and just like the sort of physical manifestation of your grief and being able to see it. And so for whatever reason that came to mind, and I broke the pieces and I stood there on my front porch, and it's 10:30 at night in my neighborhood. And I'm sure my neighbors were already like, she's lost it. Mm-hmm. And I just sort of stood there in the pieces and I thought, well, what next? And I felt like He just said, now I want you to put it back together again. And so I started by just kind of gathered the pieces up, and I started with the big pieces that I could find and sort of started to piece it back together. And it took a while. And while I was doing it, I just felt like it sort of became a symbol of my life. And I just prayed the whole way through it and thought, I have all these pieces. I've messed up so many things, and I have such an imperfect life to offer You. And I could just be devastated by that if I allowed myself to be. And I just kind of prayed through some of those more specific things as I put it together. And by the end of it, it had obviously taken shape, but there were gaps. And it was just one of those moments where I felt like, yeah, that's what I feel like in my life, you know, is that I can't quite get it put back together the way that I want it to. And there was just this moment where I really felt like God said, that's how people see Me. That's how the light of Me comes through. It's the cracks. And it's what are you pouring now with what you've put back together? And that His glory was what they saw in the places that I saw is just irreparable.